Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And today we'll be talking all about gardening in small spaces. And that happens to be the theme of the educational booths that the Master Gardeners will be hosting every Saturday this month at our Davino's Farmers Market. So we're definitely going to give you the crash course in container gardening. And I know, Jan, this is one a subject that you're really passionate about.
I really am. We're calling this gardening series Show and Tell with Container Gardening. Last week, there was a feature on, we called it Don't Contain Yourself, the Sky's the Limit, because it really is. And as you say, I'm very passionate about that. But we've got a variety of things that you can do in different kinds of containers that are coming up in July at Artovino's. Today, we are featuring year-round salads with microgreens. And, you know, that's a real trendy thing right now, but it's a very healthy, trendy thing. And one of our master gardeners is going to demonstrate and share information, consult with you on how to nourish your greens and take them from, from garden to table. And then the next week on the 15th, we'll do tasty tidbits with herbs, and I'm really proud a couple of our interns are going to be our featured consultants at Artovino's that day, and we're doing lots of things with that. It's been a little difficult because it's been so hot, but we're working on some tips along those lines. A totally new one on July the 22nd will be the Wide World of Terrariums. So we're not just talking about things that you will do outside, but inside as well. And then we're going to wrap up with a talk out at Artovino's and giveaways. We have giveaways at the end of every month, so be sure and go. We're gonna be talking about trending with succulents, and again, one of our interns is going to be featuring that show and giving our talk. So I'm excited about those folks that are coming along and have a passion for these things, and they're really very knowledgeable, and so they'll be sharing that information with you out at Artovino's. So we really hope that you'll come. I think container gardening is something that's important and very popular with a lot of people.
It helps a little bit in water conservation because you're concentrating your water to just a small area and still getting a lot of bang for your buck.
You really are. And as a senior citizen, which I definitely am.
Don't know any.
Oh, John White, you're telling a story. I know exactly how old you are. But it's a portable way to garden, you know, and we laugh when you're talking about when you're getting more mature, you say, oh, well, I do fine getting down. It's the getting up that kills me. And when you container garden, you really don't have to get down as much. And you can make a container out of most anything. My favorite one, and I love to share it with everybody, is I have a huge cast iron bathtub. Mm. And I change the landscape in that quite frequently. I have some perennials, but then I always add some annuals every year that changes that up a little bit. Painted the outside of it, and it's a lot of fun. You can take an old cowboy boot. One of the really good things we find, you go to the stores and you see these beautiful pots. They're absolutely gorgeous. They weigh a ton, but they're gorgeous. And you can make what we call a cash pot out of those. And essentially, that's a pot in a pot. You can insulate it with styrofoam, or you can insulate it with air conditioning pads. And that helps to keep your plants from baking. And then just use your standard garden pots, the black garden pots that you pick up at the store. Drop those in. You don't have to worry about the drainage issue as much because the drainage is in that black pot.
And that's really how I think gardeners kind of start. You know, even novice gardeners, they kind of start with a container and start wrapping, you know, some wins around their belt as far as growing something in a container before they even look into raised beds or a larger landscape as well. And also for this time of the year, too, a lot of folks use their outdoor patios as an outdoor living space. We want to spend some time outdoors.
Absolutely.
I know that I send my children outside in our patio to have dinner, a late dinner, because it's so nice and fresh. And that's really the time that we can be outside together. So by having these containers with colorful perennials or annuals on there, really brighten up the space that you're going to be living in. And you don't want to be halfway across the yard and see your beautiful garden way out there. You want it to be close to you.
So I think another thing that I like about the container gardening, I have large trees. I have three huge pecan trees. And so early in the spring, I get lots of sunlight. But then as they leaf out and so forth and so on, I don't have as much. So if I have a container that requires more full sun, then that's portable and I can move it. I can follow the sun to meet that plant's requirements as far as that is concerned. And, you know, you plant those things that are compatible with one another. You don't want to plant a plant that needs a lot of water with one that doesn't need any or very limited water. And that's important, don't you think, John?
And speaking of that, John, tell us what you think about having natives in containers or plants maybe that
natives, you know, in containers, there are some that do well in containers and then there are others that prefer the wide open spaces. They like to have the place to spread their roots out and stuff, and natives unfortunately don't look good at the nursery in containers a lot of times. But you know, Tacoma stands
is beautifully in a container. I have a big one, and it is gorgeous.
And there's you know, people that have used, you know, some of the newer varieties of Tacoma, and they like the heat, and they do well in the heat and stuff, and they can be, you know, a ground cover underneath them to kind of help fill in that lower area or something that's cascading. There's some here on campus where they use the pony foot dichondra, the gray.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that's such a pretty.
It just trails down over the side, and it's 2 or 3 feet long, those trails. And so there's a lot of things that can be used.
Well, and we talk, we have a little poem in container gardening. We talk about having a thrill, a fill, and a spill. So if you have that Tacoma stands, that definitely is going to be your thrill because it's nice and tall. And you can plant maybe some moss rose down around there. And then you have that dichondra, and the moss rose would be the fill. And then the dichondra would be spilling over the pot. And it aesthetically, it is really, really pretty. It's just, and then that, you know, I think psychologically that has a great impact on us because you can walk outside. I always say that my garden is my sanctuary. And if I'm upset or angry about something, I walk outside and it's just like the blood pressure goes down. And so it's a really healthy thing. And that's nice with the container. It's kind of like your living room, don't you think, Denise? You can, you know, we're really great about moving furniture. I move my containers all the time. So the lighter ones are really beneficial, right?
I was driving through a residential neighborhood the other day, and they had a bunch of whiskey barrels out. And they had basically a whole vegetable garden in whiskey barrels, you know, spread out around their yard there. And so they were growing all vegetables in them. And
it's amazing how we incorporate those kinds of things.
Right?
And a tip that I wanted to share with you, too, that we've discovered, we were doing this when we worked with kids, cows, and more. We were planting some vegetables that didn't have, you know, they had a shallow root system. And we had these great big containers. And I'm going, you know, we don't want to waste soil. We put some smaller 1 gallon containers upside down in the large container to kind of take up some of the space so we didn't need to use as much potting soil because that can get very expensive for you as well. And you all, please don't kill yourself and use garden soil in your containers. It is way too heavy. It's got way too much sand in it.
Plus, you can introduce possibly some
all sorts of problems,
nematodes, things like that.
That kind of stuff into your soil. So invest in a good quality potting soil. There's all sorts of them out there. So that's just one of the tips. And those are all things that we'll share with you when you come out to Artivino's all of the Saturdays in July.
Wonderful. And just like your living room space, you can also get artistic with your design combinations.
Absolutely.
As well.
Or you can with your containers.
And with your containers, exactly. Use contrasting colors, your purples and your yellows. Really going to give you a bright bang. Or you can do monochromatic looks also. Mm-hmm. Will be really striking as well.
And little different areas. You know, you may have all one color in one area and then do this splash of color. You know, there's just all sorts of options that are out there.
Yeah, I've seen I don't know what they're used for, but they're square, kind of fired brick.
Oh,
I don't know whether they're, you know, like a culvert or what, but you can buy them in different sizes.
Right.
And so you can make high, low.
Oh.
You know, you can put different things in them.
And those are great for the succulents. They're really good because some of your pots are very porous and you know, they're going to absorb that water and the heat as well.
So if somebody has an option to look at maybe recycling or repurposing a non-traditional container, what are some things we have to look for?
Well, if you're going to make a container out of it and not use it as a cash pot, you've got to have drainage. Drainage is very, very important because more plants die from overwatering than under, and they get wet feet and soggy and they die. So that's a very important thing. For me, the weight of things is important if I want it to be portable. And again, depending on how much heat that particular item might absorb as well. And that's where some of your ones that are not glazed, you know, they can really be heat conductors. And that's where your air conditioner pads work. That's what I like to use if I do a pot in a pot, and or your sphagnum mosses. But those get a little more expensive. So you can spend a fortune, or you can, you can be a little more frugal and use some of those items that are out there.
I've seen people use old wheelbarrows. You know, they put soil in it and plant them.
Oh, right, yeah.
But the rain, you know, your wheelbarrow will be full of water with a good rain. So you got to make sure you got the drainage.
You make sure you have drainage holes.
Yeah.
That tipping of that wheelbarrow might not be really successful.
When it has soil in it, it gets very heavy. And the other thing, if I could offer another tip, before you plant your plants, make sure that your soil is damp to the consistency of a wrung out sponge, excuse me. And then while you're getting that soil ready, and I always add a good balanced fertilizer, granular fertilizer, to the dry soil, and then maybe a tiny squirt of soap that acts as a surfactant, which is another big word, but it helps your water to be wetter. And so the soil will absorb that moisture. And then while you're doing that, soak your plants so that the root balls are damp. So you're putting a damp root ball into a damp environment that will make your watering much more effective and have your plants get a really good start.
And less stress.
I remember when we went to New Mexico State there in our greenhouse class, we'd be making our soil mix and stuff, and we'd buy these big bundles of sphagnum moss, and we'd have a horse trough full of water, and we'd have to push that sphagnum moss
right, to soak
squeeze
it
to get it to take on water. And then once it was wet, we kind of pulled it out and, you know, kind of drained it a little bit. And then it was all right to start mixing in with the soil mix. But like you said, that was introducing that organic matter to water. Believe it or not, organic matter will repel water when it gets too dry.
Well, and that sphagnum moss, too, makes a wonderful mulch. And it's very decorative as well. But and remember, your mulching helps to keep your weeds down as well. Because we do get weeds in our containers, not as much and not as often. But most of all, it helps to retain the moisture. But don't overwater. Again, we've talked in the past about checking your containers and your soil and your gardens and so forth. Good old number two pencil is a wonderful instrument to use. So we'll talk more about that when you stop by and see us at Art of Venus Farmers Market.
Right, and before we're out of time, we want to make sure that we have our plant of the week. And this week we've chosen bulbine. And John was telling us before the show that the tiny tangerine seems to be a little bit more cold tolerant than the yellow. So it's not a native, but it has the fleshy leaves, looks like a succulent, clumps really well. You get one plant, you've invested into almost five plants the next season. So,
oh, and all your bulbine neighbors will love you when you share.
Definitely. So bulbine is going to be our plant of the week. Well, we're almost out of time on today's show. If you have any questions, please call the Master Gardener Help Desk at 771-2354. We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Petterzell.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.